Blog Talk Radio.
Hey Angels, this is Taria. I'm doing a special show today on the Archangels and what they do and how they help us. So I don't know what to start out with, but except the one that starts with A. How about that? Before we get started, you know, a lot of people want to talk to angels or connect with them, and the Archangels are really here to help us with that, okay, to help us connect with them. Help us connect with our higher source within ourselves, okay, because we always have a higher part of us. And they're also here to help us, you know, help others, you know, with angels. And, you know, people go, well, Tree, you've been seeing them, and I've seen them since I was like a small child. And they go, well, how do we see them? Well, I think it's like, you know, that veil between you and your angels, you and your higher power, if you see it as God, Buddha, Jesus, whoever it is, excuse me. You have to practice, right? Because wouldn't it be great if you could run, you know, 5K and not practice to run, you know, that you have to prepare your body. So you have to go to the, I'm going to call it the higher awareness gym, okay? Like you go to a gym to work your body, higher awareness gym, some people call it the psychic gym, but anyone can do that. So a couple of things that you can do before you even start trying to connect with the angels is practice being really aware of who you are, what you're feeling, what you're thinking. And how do you do that? Well, you can do it a couple of different ways. First way is taking a few breaths in and out, you know, in through your nose, out through your mouth, close your eyes, be in a quiet place. That's good. And so you can just see what's there and practice quieting your mind. Because the mind chatter, okay, is what gets in the way a lot of times when we're meditating, and that can be very, very, very frustrating, okay? So just breathing in and out a few times, you know, a couple minutes will help that a great deal. And when you're breathing in and out, you know, just say, one of the things you can say is, angels, talk to me now. Come to me and that, you know, in now or give me a sign that you're here or give me a sign that my prayers are heard. And that's something that you can do. Meditation, breathing in and out, you know, and I like that. There's also angel, I have an angel meditation that will take you through and to meet the archangels, and if you email me, Taria@angelcoaches.org, or you call me 954-636-5401, then I can help you with that, okay? So, that's a couple of things that you can do right from the get-go, okay? Meditation, breathing in and out a few minutes, two minutes. You know, before you meditate, breathing in and out of fresh cages, just say, hey, my desire is to connect with the archangels, okay? And there's an angel out there for everybody, and they can be in more than one place at one time. So don't worry about if your friend or your somebody else say, hey, I'm working with Archangel Michael better, that he can't work with you as well. Okay? So because they're not limited to the physical body as we are. And as you start working with this, as I said, it is your psychic gym, you know, or your psychic gym or your higher awareness gym, because it's like working your body. You know, you have to work your body to prepare to run, to work out, and to get stronger. And this is the way you do it, to get stronger in your awareness and, you know, with your angel connection and all those kind of things, okay? So there are a couple of things there. And let's start with Archangel Azrael. Some people call him the Angel of Death, and I think he's amazing. He is actually not the Angel of Death. He's the Angel to help us through grief, to say that you lost someone close to you, or you're having a situation where you're going through a divorce, or you're going losing a job. He can really help you because, you know, he really just helps with grief and helping you get through it, okay, and giving you comfort and giving you answers, because sometimes we want to know why things are happening the way they are. So he's, you know, with our lives. Have you ever asked yourself that? Why am I going through this? Why did I lose this job? Why did this person leave me? Why did this person die? I think so as well. Is really good at, that's what he does, is comfort you and also give you clarity, okay? And one of the things that you can, you know, that you can do is there's really no special way you have to connect with them and just say, Archangel Azrael, please help me get through this grief. help me connect with you and comfort me now. And please, you know, help me to heal where I am, because, you know, being in grief is such a, it's so hard to live daily like that. So, say, dear Azrael, thank you for helping me get through this grief. Thank you for giving me comfort. Thank you for giving me clarity. And please lift me up out of this place of sorrow, okay, or grief, whatever you want to say. And you can put your own words to that. I'm just giving you, you know, what he does. And he helps with grief counseling, support for the grieving, and also material and spiritual and emotional, not only just the, you know, grief that, you know, when you lose someone, but the material world, the spiritual world, and also the emotional place. Because, you know, when you lose a job, that's really going to affect you on all three levels, right? So he helps with that. Archangel Shamuel, he's one of my favorites, actually, because he helps you with soulmates. You know, everybody wants a great mate to love and to love in return, to love, for them to love you and for that person to love you right back, okay, and you to love right back, sorry. So he is wonderful, you know, if you have a situation where you're looking for a soulmate or you have someone that you want to connect with and you're asking for help with that because you feel that you have a relationship or a potential relationship with that person. Dear Archangel Shamuel, and please help me work it out with my soulmate, find my soulmate, or I feel like we're supposed to be together. And if we are, can you bring him or her to me? You may want to say his name. Him or her, let's say, for instance, Mary. Him or her, Mary, him or whatever it is, whoever you're attracted to, use the name. Him or her or my highest and best good, person that would be for my highest and best good, and I would be for their highest and best good. Because that way you don't get stuck on a form, okay, that it has to be this one person. Because what if there's somebody better, right? You don't want to establish something better. You know, because you can, you know, sometimes we get so caught up in what things feel like right now, we forget to look at what they may feel like later. And there may be someone better for you. So if you say, hey, bring this person to me, you may have a name. And if that's not the one, then we're not the one that's my highest investor and his or her highest investor. So that way you get like a whole lot of good stuff there. And, you know, Archangel Shamuel helps with strengthening and building relationships. So if you're an existing one, say, hey, I'd like this to, you know, Archangel Shamuel, help me with this relationship. I would like to just say how I would like to feel. I'd like to feel happy. I'd like to feel safe. I'd like to feel connected to this person. I'd like to feel connected to all that is, which is God, your higher power, okay, and all of the angels. So I always look at the angels as the arms of God, right? And also Archangel Shamuel helps with world peace. So that's a cool thing. And he also helps you with finding lost things, okay? So, if you know, a friend of mine says, well, I lost my soulmate. And Archangel Shamuel helps with that, okay? So, she was so funny. She says, I lost my soulmate. So Archangel Shamuel is there helping me. And, you know, or if you lost your keys, I lose my keys a lot. Psychic loses your keys. So that's what he does. And I see him as a male, so you may see him as a higher energy. And I want everybody to be really aware of that. Sometimes you think it's an angel with wings, but maybe you see, and I say that because that's how I see them, but you may see them as a higher energy, okay? I just wanted to give you a heads up about that. All right. And then we have Archangel Shamuel and Archangel Gabriel. I love Gabriel. He's amazing. But if you have a work that you want to get out there, let's say music, writing, it doesn't have to be spiritual. It can be, you know, anything. Okay. I watched a video on Netflix about, it's called I Am, and it was about the, I guess he's the producer of Ace Ventura and, you know, with Jim Carrey and a few other movies. And I believe that Archangel Gabriel was always working with him. He's made a movie since then because he went through a challenging time called I Am. And you know, I know that she, along with a lot of others on the other side, probably really has helped him. So if you have a work that you're trying to do, maybe you're a dancer, a writer, artist, whatever you are, she is really good about getting your work out there. So what you have to do to connect with her, pretty easy to connect with, before beginning any artistic project, which we're going to do, I think be real, please be with us on this, be with me as I do this project, do this dance, my pictures, I asked her help when I got on the radio show today. And she was, please help me with this. So she helps with television, radio, journalism. And also she helps with, conceiving a child and adopting a child. So it helps any artist with anything. So to connect with her, all you have to do is say, please help me with my project before you start it. Okay, or thank you for helping me with my project. She corrected me. And thank you for my creative part of me, our creative channel, to help me do the best work I possibly can. Okay? So Archangel Haniel, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Her name means great. Bringing it in, to your life, that's what she can do. She also helps you develop the healing abilities. So if you feel like, or you may have a healing ability that you want to do or to explore, she can be one that really helps you with that. She also helps with moon energy. And by the way, tonight's a new moon. New moon, so it's new beginnings. You can say, I think it comes in at 10:14, I'm going to a new moon ceremony. She also helps you with poise, psychic abilities, especially clairvoyance. So if you're wanting to be an angel and you want to connect with an angel, she is one that you can really work with, okay? Now, how does she work? Well, as I said, when you're doing something creative, okay, let's say you're drawing a picture or you're an artist of some sort, writing a book, writing a blog, writing a Facebook, ask for her help. Say, thank you for helping me express myself and open my creative channel. So that's what she does. She is amazing. And as I said, I want to reiterate this. If you don't see angels, that's okay, all right? Because you may see them as energy, okay, or you may feel them. Remember, there's four channels. There's the seeing, clairvoyant, there's the hearing, clairaudient, there is the knowing, claircognizant, and then sensing, just having a feeling, clairsentient. So I think it's a little easier to work with some of these others than seeing a big angel in your bedroom, for instance, or in your living room, right? So, and how do you practice it if the other people are really logging in before you start to calm your mind? Take a few breaths in and out, four or five of them, and breathing in and out, into your nose, out through your mouth. And that way you have a higher awareness about yourself. And that's what this is really about, tapping into your higher power, however you see it, Judith, angels, God, Buddha, Jesus, Hare Krishna, it doesn't really matter. And so either, because some people think that they are, God. Okay, and that's what I do. I think we're all connected to God. So that's a way that you can start to connect with the angels and start practicing. Remember, like you work your body with running or working out at the gym, you've got to work your psychic ability, your intuition, your higher awareness at your higher awareness gym or psychic gym. And how do you do that? Start with taking 2 minutes to breathe in and out and just be aware of who you are, what you're feeling, what your body's feeling, and to quiet your mind chatter about, I've got to be here, I've got to do that. That's the key there. And as you do that, you'll get better and stronger at it. But like working your muscles, it takes time. And so just be aware of that, okay? And it will happen. And I'll share a story with that, a lady that she was so cute. She says, I think my dad has kind of talked to me on the other side because we never die. Life continues on somewhere else. And I said, really? She goes, yes. The light, death and light flipping on and off a couple of times when I was in the house. And she said, is that my dad? I said, yeah, I believe it is. And he said, why don't you ask for him tomorrow when you come home from work to put the light on and off? She goes, I will, and I'll see what happens. And so she called me back, not that night, the next day. And she said, my dad was here, and she said, I think, and she said, he put the light on and off 20 times. Was that my dad? And I said, well, what do you think? And she says, well, you're the medium and the angel reader. And I said, and apparently so are you now. You know, so when you ask for clarification, and what happens is that and you practice your abilities by breathing in and out. I have a meditation that's not very long that you can use to download and anywhere in the world. I have people downloading everywhere that you can get from me to show you how to connect with your archangel. So if you want that, email me, Facebook me, and I'll throw it up before we close. So a couple people have logged on, so I wanted to share with you once again the angels that we've covered. Azrael, Archangel Azrael, helps you with grief, helps you overcome grief, helps you get through grief, and helps you with clarity. So if somebody's died, you lost a job, your boyfriend or your girlfriend broke up with you, you're going through a divorce if you're married, Azrael will help you get through that and comfort you and help you understand and get clarity. Because sometimes when we go through grief, so hard to understand why this is happening to you, right? Don't you get angry? I get you. I'm the same way. And then we have Archangel Gabriel. He's a wonderful angel. We actually dedicated, Diane and I dedicated our book to her because she helps with communication, with, you know, getting work out there. She helps with television work, any artist work, drawing, writing, journalism, which is writing. And she helps with getting the work out there and how do you ask for her help to say, hey, Archangel Gabriel, thank you for helping me open my creative channel. Before you start the work that you can, if you've already started, just ask her, continue to ask her. Thank you for opening my creative channel to get this work done and it be the best it possibly can. And she'll help you, okay? She also helps with adopting a child or conceiving a child. If you get pregnant, she's a good one to ask as well. Okay, so I just went over Archangel Haniel. She has two weekly healing abilities. So if you say, I don't know if I have healing abilities, ask her. Say, I'm going to be in a dream and show me if I have healing abilities that I need to explore this lifetime. And ask her to help you, you know, with poise and your psychic abilities. And if you guys really want to develop that, so you can see your angels and things to help other people. And this is a good one to ask her that because she helps you develop your clairvoyance, your seeing. So all you have to do is say, hey, Archangel Haniel, help me with seeing angels. Help me with connecting with them, however the best possible way is, okay? And she'll help you. I promise you she will. As I said, she helps with our book. So, you know, so if you're a musician, she helps musicians, she helps writers, she helps artists of any type. And ask her to guide, be a part of the channel for you to get the best possible work done in your field, okay? And get it out there to people. So that's something that you guys can do. Archangel Jeremiah, I'm giving you some angels most people don't know a great deal about. I like him because his name means mercy of God. He is wonderful with prophetic prophecies, okay? Let me give you an example of that. You know, when we had 9/11 happen, there was a lot of clairvoyants out there that saw it happening before it happened. And I was one of them. You know, maybe you were. Or maybe you know, and it's hard to see something like that without, you know, without having guidance. So that is the reason why meditation is important, because when you get something like that or when you get a prophetic vision, and it doesn't necessarily mean a catastrophe, it can mean something joyful, you know. And there was a lady, a couple people that when, you know, things have happened in the government, you know, with the first black president that we had here in the state, they saw it, right? And things that are happening in our government, happening with them, happening with their, you know, with their town, their city, you can get information of that on that. But be prepared. Once again, I'm going to say this being a soul show, meditation is key because you want to tap into the highest possible awareness out there. So if you're having someone, an angel show you prophetic vision, okay, Archangel Jeremiah is wonderful with that. But you would want to meditate. First of all, it's going to help you develop your higher awareness, your psychic ability. You can do that, as I said, with breathing for about 2 minutes to start. Get a guided meditation to connect you with your angels, and you can get that through angel coaches. But it's important that you realize that if you get prophetic vision, you've got to develop that part of yourself like you do your body when you work out at a gym. Okay? So That's key there as well. So he helps you with prophetic vision and also clairvoyance. You can see things. So what does that look like? I know a friend of mine saw a work being done that something was going to be done about helping the country out with a movie that was going to change people's lives. And so she says, "Tree, I believe this is a start of a new shift in our planet." So she goes, but so it wasn't negative. 9/11 is a horrible thing that some of us saw, but it was something that that she saw in a positive way. Okay, and how does she see that? Meditation easier. Okay, working on muscle, for psychic muscle, for higher awareness muscle. Okay, and so he helps you with your with clairvoyance and prophetic vision. Also, looking at your life. Have you ever wondered why is this happening? How can I make things better? How can I make more money, maybe? How can I find the life of my dreams? How can I meet the man or woman of my dreams? And what have I done in the past that prohibited me or it made it hard for me to do this? What am I doing right now that's helping me do this? So he will help you with reviewing your life, okay, and reviewing changes that you've made or changes that you might think about making based on the choices that you would like to create, okay? So as I said, all of these angels, you may see them as angels, okay? You may see them as higher energy, you know, or feel them as higher energy. You may feel it as a higher part of yourself or as, you know, or Buddha or God, because I think the angels are like the arms of God, okay? Or my higher power, God, whatever you feel comfortable talking about, all right? So that's what that angel does. And then we have Archangel Jophiel. Okay, aren't these neat angels? Because you're like, oh, my goodness, I never knew they existed. So, you know, what I love about Archangel Jophiel, you know, when I'm working on a book or a new book or something, you know, and a friend of mine, he's a great artist, so beautiful, and he painted a picture recently, and it was just amazing. I said, who helped you with that? He goes, I use Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Jophiel, because Jophiel helps you with artistic projects and also artists, and beautiful thoughts, and interior design decorating, and knowing, and also slowing down from a hectic pace, because it's hard to think about creating something beautiful when you're running at warp speed or going super fast, you know. So he helps you with that, too. And how do you contact him? Well, you know, you got to really put yourself in a situation where you're calm, okay, and willing to listen. Meditation, once again, I told you I was going to mention about that. And so, you know, meditate, breathing in and out, or providing meditation, with the archangels. And especially if you find yourself in a challenging situation that doesn't look beautiful, an ugly situation. Let's say you're in a situation where people are arguing at work or on a personal level, your mom, your dad, your boyfriend, girlfriend, call on him. Archangel Jophiel, please help me. I would like to have some beautiful thoughts here, or at least some thoughts that are not fearful. You know what I mean? And he'll help you with that, because to be in a challenging situation and feel like you're by yourself sucks. I mean, that's horrible. And, you know, so you know that you have him there to help you. To have the beautiful thoughts and, you know, let's say you want to write a book. That's for Archangel Jophiel and Archangel Gabriel, because they help you with artistic projects, okay? And then who's the next angel there? And you have, okay, I'm going to go this one. Archangel Metatron, okay? And I like Archangel Metatron. I see him as a guy or as a male. It doesn't really matter how you see him or see him as a boy or a girl or whatever. You know, because they really are not gender specific. We just may see him however we see him. Or you may just feel him. You may feel higher energy. Or you may feel him as whatever. You know, it's just a higher energy. So be aware of that. Here in the States, we have like ADD. I don't know. I've had that in other places. You know, who was looking into the show. And I know we have some folks from Hong Kong. I'm so grateful you guys are here. So thank you. But the ADD, you know, is so challenging with us here in the States, and a lot of times, and I'm sure it is in other places as well. So this angel, Archangel, helps you with your children's issue. So maybe you have a niece, a nephew, or a child yourself, and he's the one you call on. And if you have a child that's been labeled with ADD, ADHD, or hyperactive, or depressed, or whatever, call on him, okay? And I'll call on as you may see him as a higher power, or you may see him as, you know, higher energy. So, but I'm going to give you a name, and you can say, hey, please come. Thank you for coming, and please, thank you for helping. I'm saying try to say please first, but just know that they're going to help you. I asked for you to help my child, children, whatever, you know, you can do, or your niece, nephew, or your neighbor, or someone that you're close to as a child who is really struggling, and maybe one of your, a child that's depressed, you know, it's a big thing now. And he'll help that, too, as well. And he also is great at helping with organization and record keeping. I hate doing records and bookkeeping. I have an accountant that does it for me. But, oh, my gosh, I ask her to help all the time because she gets so mad at me because things aren't done. I always want someone to say, please help me do it right. So recently we've been able to really help with record keeping and bookkeeping because I'm making better notes and better entries so she can do to her, you know, what she does best. Okay? So he helps you with record keeping, bookkeeping, keeping organized. So if you're having a challenge with your, you know, getting everything done in a day, you're having a challenge with keeping everything clean, your car clean, your house clean, whatever. I know people use them for different reasons. So there you go. I think the next angel that I'll talk about is Archangel Michael. And that's probably everyone's favorite angel, not from Gabriel, which people know the most about. And Michael, I love Michael, love him. I'll share a story with him. I have a friend of mine that she saw him in a dream. She was a friend slash client, and she had never seen him before, right? And she didn't believe in angels, but she said, I'm going to practice the meditation because I find some help here. And so she called up Michael, and she was, please, Michael, come to me in my dream and show me what to do. And because Michael gives you strength, courage, motivation, and helps with your life purpose. So Michael came to her in a dream, and he's in his, and his, you know, I see him built in white. Michael's always in this dark outfit. It's very, I feel like almost woodsy. And, you know, like in the woods, in the outside. But he's very strong, very masculine. You may see him differently, but she found that way as well. And so he told her, he said, what you're going through. She was going through a really, really nasty breakup with challenges about people taking her out and preparing you to get through this, you know, get through their stuff, and you're going to change your whole life, and your life purpose is helping people, you're going to write a book and tell her everything. And so she woke up the next morning, and she called me. She says, listen, Michael told me this. And I said, well, I get busy, and I need to help you. And so he helped her there, and it was going, getting to the strength, the motivation, identifying what her life purpose is. And she offered that to Gabriel, and, you know, to help her with writing the book, and just help, and to get to school, she wanted to get to school. So she had the dream of the Archangel Michael. He comes to her all the time. She says, no, he doesn't. But when I ask for him to come to me in a dream and he knows I'm at a crossroads and a challenging time in my life, okay? So he gives you strength, courage, motivation, and all you have to do is say, Michael, come and help me make my choices easier to understand and give me clarity about them. He also helps you with your self-worth. I think people suffer with that. We think that somebody's always better than us, right, a lot of times. Or how come this person doesn't want me? Or how come I didn't get the job and I'm not as good as? And I don't know, you know, and that's so hard because, you know, it would be great if we could just know that we are who we are and we're all part of God, okay, or your higher power, however you see that. But sometimes we struggle with it. And so when you're meditating in the morning, I think the morning is great, or in the evening, and just breathing in and out and quieting that mind chatter and just saying, hey, Michael, Archangel Michael, help me with my motivation, my courage, my strength, my life purpose, and also help me with my self-worthiness. are my self-worth. Even if you don't feel like you have a self-worth issue, maybe you don't, but wouldn't it be good to know that Archangel Michael has your back, right? And you're working with him and establishing a relationship with him, okay? So that's Archangel Michael. Let's do Archangel Raguel. I love Raguel too as well. He's great because I'm going to say, other than my job, that's your dog, and they got me crazy. And, you know, but they're so sweet. And Archangel Raguel will help with solving arguments. And, you know, my dogs, they like to fight and play and are loud. And I was like, oh, you guys got to be quiet. And he helps with cooperation and harmony. And my dogs, we go to bed, you know, I put them down and I kind of sound weird. But I put them, you know, basically because they'll just run all over the place with puppies. And so I just say, hey, Archangel Raguel, can you please help me get them quiet and calm? And that's something that he does. And he will also help you with meditation. So when you're meditating and you're learning to meditate or you're taking your meditation to a new level, because meditation, connection with angels, is not a destiny, it's a journey. You just make the connection better and better, okay? So you just say, hey, Archangel Raguel, I think it's wonderful to keep talking outside, okay, because you're outside and you get away from, you know, yourself and the conflict usually. And you don't have to talk to him outside, but that's been my best situation. I'll take him out before I'll take my dogs out and before I go to sleep, and I think he'll help me with them, getting them down easy and that kind of thing. But he will help you with helping them get quiet, helping your life to be centered, also helping you have peace and quiet. And also just living life to have a great life, okay? And he also will help with meditation. So ask him to help you. So be there, okay, with that. So you can say, hey, help me with meditation. Show me if there's a better meditation. He's going to show me in whatever form you want, maybe in a dream, maybe with a song. I have a friend of mine that gets messages on. We have big billboards here. And by the way, I see that. I want you guys to get a lot out of it. On it. The other thing I feel is that, we want to have a great life. We want to meditate, and meditation is key there. So what I want you to remember is if you're not getting it the first time, remember you lost the first time. It takes you a few times, okay? So, maybe 50, 20 times, maybe 10. But just remember, if you don't get it right away, meditation is a fixed practice, okay? And as you're practicing, and centering yourself, you're developing some high awareness muscles, psychic muscles, angelic connecting with angel muscles, whatever you call it, so that it's going to be a heck of a lot easier for you, okay? And when you do it the first time, then you know you can do it the second time. Archangel Raguel, I love him, okay, and why? Well, let me tell you about Raguel. Raguel is a wonderful angel that he helps you with healing, animals to heal, people to heal. And I have my own, and I'll share this with you guys, my own story with him. He is amazing. So I woke up just about 2 or 3 months ago, maybe. And, about 2 or 3 months ago. And I felt this energy around me, and I was sleeping. And it's probably 3 or 4 in the morning, right? And I get up sometimes really early to meditate or to write anyway. So somebody does know that. I heard this voice. Wake up, Tori. It's a very kind, gentle male voice. And I was like, okay, who's waking me up, right? Because I was like, oh, my goodness. You know, you're not sure. And so you sit there and you go, okay, who's waking me up and what do you have to say? So he goes, I am Raguel. So I'm going to read you the message because I send it to people sometimes. And if you want it, you know, this is what he said to me. Because I'm working on healing I work on myself all the time and some healing issues within my own life. So I woke up very early with a jolt, and this is what I wrote down and I sent a few people. I saw an angel in my room, and he said his name was Raphael, Archangel of Healing. He asked me to get up and write this message down. This is the message I received. I am in your heart. I am here to help you heal your physical, spiritual, and emotional body. I am helping you to fulfill your health desires for your body if you allow me. All you have to do is believe and trust in the process. It will happen. And be in the and be with me, and we will walk this path together. And he goes, I love you, Cherie. Share this with everyone that is having a challenge with their health or their goals, spiritual or emotional health. And so I share it with you. That is a message not only for me, but for anybody that's listening this morning or listening to it later when they download it. So that's Archangel Raphael's message to us all. And so when you come here and you say, hey, I would like to walk this path and heal myself, and maybe healing yourself means using chemotherapy, maybe healing yourself means using meditation and good food and chemotherapy. I don't know. You guys will figure that out. You walk your walk. Or maybe healing yourself means you've got a headache and you need to slow down and rest. You know, so they'll help you with any physical ailment. That I just read that and it makes me cry. I'm sorry, I'm sounding a bit muffled. I apologize. Okay, I'll spell it, and I will spell the angel for you. Let me do that at the end, if that's okay, and then I will do that. But let me walk out, change my location. I'm so sorry, because I want you guys to get as much out of this as possible. So hold on one second. My puppies are here. I'm going to walk outside a little bit, because we have some bad weather. So maybe this will be better. Okay. Archangel Michael, let me just fill in at the end of the show. That's okay. And so we went over Raphael. And then the next one is Archangel Raziel, Raziel. Yeah, I just spelled it anyway. His name means secret of God, because he works so closely with the Creator that he knows all the secrets of the universe. So if you're into quantum physics, okay, or want to know why things are the way they are, like Einstein, is that Einstein kind of deal, remember? He's amazing with some of the things that he discovered. But you can work with Archangel Raphael. And hold on one second, guys. Anyway, if you write me a question, I'm going to come back and check it too as well. But we have some work done out on our property here, so that may be why you can't hear me. So I hope this is better. Anyway, so Archangel Raphael helps you with understanding the secrets of the universe. And the universe is infinite, isn't it? So he helps you with manifestations. Wouldn't that be great? To manifest what you're looking to manifest. Also psychic abilities. So you got a couple angels here, a few. Divine magic, clairvoyance, and information. Okay? And I love him, because when you're getting the gift of prophecy, and you're working on that, you know, or you want to know things about why things are the way they are, and you have a brain that is wired like that, I'm going to tell you, this is an angel that will help you understand why things are the way they are, okay, and universal secrets, and how you can manifest better, you know what I mean, or quicker, or have the life that you're looking to create, okay? So, and all you have to do with him is say, please help me open my mind, because sometimes to know universe secrets, we need to have an open, clear mind, clear channel, to the divine secrets of the universe, and help me release any limiting thinking, okay, or beliefs, or fears, so that I, you know, so that you can have, so that I may have the spiritual understanding, okay? So that's what he does, and Archangel Sandalphon is the next angel. I love Sandalphon, too. Metatron and Sandalphon, if you remember, are twins. I didn't mention that before, but I am now. Sandalphon really helps with music, okay? So if you're looking for music or you're looking to create music, this is an angel that you can call. Sandalphon, S-A-N-D-A-L-P-H-O-N. S-A-N-D-O-L-P-H-O-N, okay? And music, do you ever pray? You know, when you pray, I always say, expect the prayers to be answered. So thank you for giving me, or thank you for helping me. Thank you for answering. So Sandalphon, Archangel Sandalphon, will help use prayers in delivering and answering. She also helps with unborn babies, knowing the gender of, if you want to, if you're pregnant and you want to know a baby's gender, male or female, she helps with that. So as I said, I see her as a female. You may see her as a male. It doesn't really matter. I don't think any of the angels have gender. We see them the way you see them. Archangel Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, Uriel. God's light, God's love, God's fire, you know, so that's what his name means. So, and you can ask him to help you. Once again, this is one that would really help you with understanding of the universe, also spiritual understanding of why things are happening. Maybe you're wondering why you got sick, or maybe you're wondering why you're going through this, just, you know, a challenge in your life. It helps you with study, you know, like your test, if you're a student. Also weather, you know, if the weather's bad, then you want better weather, or if the weather's good and you want to keep it, he's great with that. And lighting. So, and also changes in the planet. We're going through such a big shift change right now where things are, we're being more, becoming more aware. I mean, you guys are listening to this show, right, and wondering how you can make your life better, help your family and your friends make their life better, understand about how the power that you have available to you with the angels, the one that's inside of each and every one of us, you know, that strong power. I always believe that we're all connected to God. God's like the ocean, and we're like the waves in the ocean. So, hope that makes sense. So he has a lot of talent, and he'll help you. Once again, he'll help you with alchemy, which is, you know, it's like magic. It's like using crystals and those kind of things. He'll help you with the earth changes, problem solving, spiritual understanding, and if you need a, if you're a student, he helps you with tests and helps you as a student with anything that you have a challenge with. Also the weather and writing. Okay, Archangel Zadkiel, Z-A-D-K-I-E-L. His name means the righteousness of God, okay? And I love him. I really do. I love them all. Once again, we have a lot of angels that help with dual things or double things. And he helps you with compassion. Also, like Archangel Samuel, and I'll go back and spell those names again, all of these names, and I'll put them on my Facebook page as well. Compassion, finding lost objects of yourself, and forgiveness of others. I love him because I don't know if you guys have ever had a fight with one of your family members or your friends, and you're like, how am I going to get through this, you know? And what am I going to do? And he really will help you with that, because have you ever been so angry you couldn't even talk to the person for a time? I have, and I have a lot of clients that have, and that only hurts you. The more mad you are and holding on to it is a less room that you have to love. So that's what I know about Archangel Zadkiel. Okay, so to call on him, please help me heal my heart. If you're suffering with them as I, you know, are a woman, and help me release the unforgiveness, and please help me to see, or no, I always say thank you. Thank you for helping me with my heart. Thank you for helping me with my unforgiveness, and thank you for helping me releasing it. I'm going to be not cut off on this in about another minute. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put these on my Facebook page. Facebook.com/angelcoaches, and you can look these up and study them. And please let me know what you think of the show. I would so appreciate it. I'm not sure if they'll let me stay on, so I'll try. And I think I need to share 45 minutes. I thought, well, we're going to be done pretty quick, but there's so much information here. And I would love to know what you guys think or what you want to hear more about, because your opinions mean a lot to me. Because I'm here to help people find their higher power using the law of attraction, help people connect with the angels and create a life of great prosperity. So I will put this on facebook.com/angelcoaches and all the archangels. So you have their names and you can look them up and establish relationships. Please let me know if you want to have them in any of our meditations with angel coaches. I can send you a list of those as well. All right, so you guys have a great now, and I will talk to you soon.